Chai FM.
On the line, we have the ward councillor for Ward 102, being Randburg, Blagari, etc., David Potter. David Potter, good afternoon to you, and thank you for being with us.
Yes, good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
So, David, I got onto MoneyWeb this morning, as I do, and was checking out the headlines, and there's a story there with a very worrying title called Joburg is Broken. And then they go on throughout the article to reference you, pretty much, for the most part. My question to you, why is Joburg broken?
So, yes, thank you. Earlier this week, I penned a op-ed to Daily Maverick, which has then been picked up by other streams of media, regarding the basics of the city of Johannesburg. It's a very apolitical article. Obviously, as a ward councillor, I'm politically elected. However, this is an apolitical approach to what's going on in the city of Johannesburg, across the city. It just generally gives an update because many residents ask, what's happening? Why is my pothole not being fixed? Why is my reinstatement not being fixed? Why are there delays with fixing city power? I can't get through to the call center. So I thought, let me give a very in-depth update on the city of Johannesburg. And that's obviously what you've picked up.
I'd love you to take us through some of the highlights. I'd love to know, as you say, in an apolitical kind of objective approach as to what you feel are the issues with Joburg right now.
Okay, so we can start at the Johannesburg Roads Agency. It's one of the most important agencies in the city, second to city power. They provide the basic services in which our public and those with bicycles and other modes of transport get around. And you'll only have to drive through any road in the city of Johannesburg, and you'll find it full of potholes, etc. And one of the large issues there is that the Johannesburg Roads Agency has not made asphalt their own tar for many, many, many months. In a report that was issued internally in the city, they talked about the management of this asphalt plant. It has cost the city millions of rands, tens of millions of rands over a number of years. Just in the last few years, it cost just under 60 million rand. And in years gone by, the city's pumped up a lot of capital expenditure into keeping this plant going, and it hasn't worked for some time. By the city's own admission, they've got management instability, insufficient skilled personnel, and no contracts for aggregates and gas and maintenance. So this is hugely, hugely worrying. The city needs to produce a large amount of tar or asphalt per day to get to all the basic potholes. Our roads are old, and we know that it costs a lot of money to resurface roads, but then we have to fill the potholes. And the city hasn't been able to do that for some time at the level in which they need to do that. That's the one.
David, I just want to stop you there for a minute, yes, because we actually spoke about this, I think it was earlier this week sometime, and I don't know if it's true because it's hard to discern what's fake news and what isn't, but apparently the plant that was purchased to produce the asphalt was apparently from Spain, and nobody knows how to operate the plant because nobody can translate the Spanish. I mean, has it got to that level of idiocy?
So we have heard that. Yes, we've heard that some of the plates or the instruction plates are in another language, which makes it difficult to operate. And we also I'm not fully appraised in terms of all the issues of the plant, but it's a basic plant that should be able to produce tar daily. The other issues around this plant, besides the technical issues, is that the plant takes a few hours to start up every day. The staff only arrive on shift, at normal shift. It needs to start earlier. There's one plant in the entire city. So there's a large distance that you need to carry this car from one side of the city to the other. And one of the other councillors gave an example recently is that the tar that's made where the plant is needs to reach all the way to Midrand on the other side of the city. And you need to keep tar at a specific temperature, so that it is hot when you place it into the ground. If it's cold, it serves no purpose, and it starts to bubble, and we see that in many places in the city. So the JRA plant is worrying. One of the other issues related to the reinstatement, and it's what residents get a little bit confused about, is when Joburg Water comes to dig. So say you got a burst pipe on your corner of your road, Joburg Water comes to dig the hole. They then need to log a work order for the roads agency to come and to backfill it and to put a new tar. And obviously, if we're not able to produce our own tar, there's a backlog of these what we call reinstatements. So residents will just refer to it as a pothole, but it's not a pothole. It's a larger reinstatement that requires a little bit more coordination. And you've got many of these across the city. I mean, you only have to drive through the inner city of Johannesburg and you find on every corner, corners just dug open and just exposed. It's a common sight in the city.
David, I'm just aware of our time constraints because we don't have much time, but we've touched on the roads agency. Let's move to water and then take us to power.
So Johannesburg Water generally operates well. I know that the suburbs of Auckland Park this week have had a struggle with regards to the constant supply of water. But generally, Joburg Water responds quite quickly to water issues. So there's not at this point a great concern. However, many of the pipes across the city are old, and we need the city to increase the expenditure of capital upgrades of the pipes. We need to spend at least 8% of the budget on capital upgrades. But yeah, we can move on to city power. Many residents at this point sit without power. I believe that there's over 400 individual work orders outstanding across the city of Johannesburg for power outages, people whose meters are not working, whose lines have tripped, whose circuit breakers have tripped. City power, by court order, had to appoint new contractors by the 1st of November. And this project is a struggle at this time. And so many sit without power. There are some contractors, we believe, at the depots getting through some of the work, but many residents have been without power since Saturday and Sunday, and today's Thursday. So we are putting pressure as ward councillors on the city and city power to escalate and to allocate a resource to those people without power for some time.
Is anything being done about it, David? Is there some good news in this litany of bad?
So it is bad news. I mean, if you sit without power since Saturday and Sunday, it is a struggle. However, we are told that resources are allocated to depots, and we are getting some response to say power has been restored. Thank you. It's nice to get a response to say we've been moaning that we don't have power, but now there is power. So thank you. Those kind of responses are few and far between. But as councillors, I'd just like to say residents must look and log their issues. They must engage with the city via the call center or different email addresses the city has set up to engage. And then as ward councillors, once issues are logged, we will definitely escalate them. But again, as the article summarizes, that the buck doesn't stop with the councillor. We are willing, but we're only partially able to conclude matters. And we are heavily reliant on the city and the entities and the officials to deliver. So we don't actually fix power. We don't fix your water leaks, but we rely on the city to do that. And hopefully they can get to all the things we escalate.
David Potter, Ward Councillor for Ward 102, City Councillor for Ward 102. Thank you so very much for making the time, taking the important time out of your day to chat to us here on Chai FM this afternoon. Really appreciate it.
Perfect. Thanks very much.